Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh, yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
And I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Was it Julie that liked the quick little camera around the corner on the YouTube
page?
Jackie. Thanks, Jackie. I was showing Brad. I said, hey, you want to see what the newsroom looks like here in Detroit? And I thought the cord was long enough to reach out the door, and it was not long enough. So you only got
to peek around the corner a little bit.
Barely able to peek. But if you are not engaged in the YouTube chat poll or just the comments in general, you should probably go do that, because what do the kids say? It's in fuego. It is on fire today.
Yeah, the chat, no kid the says chat that. Is, yeah. The chat.
It is the bee's knees today.
Yeah. I need somebody in the chat to Gen Z this up.
It's all that and a bag of chips.
Gosh. How old are you? You're right. You are spiritually 70. Holy cow. It's the cat's meow. 23 skidoo. What
meow.
A scoop.
Yeah, what a scoop. Right. What's the YouTube poll today, Brad?
Today's YouTube poll is, are you a conspiracy theorist? Yes or no? And then leave your favorite conspiracy theory in the comments. Ryan, you were saying you wanted what kind of conspiracy theories in the comments?
I was thinking like Wiggins conspiracy theories. If you got any good Wiggins conspiracy theories, that would be nice. I guess you can throw Brad or myself in there. Ethan would be a fun one too.
Yes.
If you have any conspiracy theories, maybe Ethan. Like, for example, if you believe your conspiracy theory is that Ethan rides a jetpack into work, and then that would be a great conspiracy theory, because I would say that is, you know, a possibility sometime in the future. Your comment may not be true now, but at some point it will be. So go ahead and leave those and drop those for us. I look forward to seeing some of those. Brad, I know you've been paying attention. We've been getting some good ones in.
Chats, let me see here if we got anything good in my pocket thing.
Just in general, if you've seen any
good ones. Yeah, there's a good one here that says conspiracy theory number 3, that I'm actually a superhero like Mr. Incredible or Hawkeye. And I, meaning me, he says Brad right. is actually a superhero. I might be. I might not be. You don't know. That's the thing about conspiracy theories. You got to make a legitimate case for it.
You're a superhero with an upset tummy, poor guy.
Yeah, that's been fun.
Well, that's the side effect of your superheroing. Yeah. You go out at night, you fight people, you get punched in the stomach, it hurts the next day. What can you do?
Yeah. Maybe yeah. I don't realize that I'm a superhero and I'm doing it like as a multiple personality. What is that Netflix show, Split, or is that on Apple TV?
There was the Disney Plus one. Was the Moon something? I don't remember. It was just okay. Let's go to this one story. And senators are now pushing for streamers to carry C-SPAN. So a bipartisan duo lawmakers introducing a non-binding resolution calling on YouTube and Hulu with live TV to offer the political affairs multiplex. So in general, when I think about streamers, I think individuals that are like YouTube pages like us. Do you think if we were to just pop up C-SPAN during the day and just like comment on what was happening, would people watch that?
Oh, man.
You think there's an audience?
I think if we could make our comments entertaining, people might actually like that. You know, Mystery Science
Theater.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And
thinking the same thing.
And in all actuality, I'm not sure what the fair use is and what the comment rate has to be. But if you offer commentary on something, especially something like C-SPAN, where it's you know, government function,
yeah.
I think that you can get away with that. I think that that's covered under fair use. It's not copyright infringement.
I think you'd be fine in a lot of ways. I don't even know. Do you think they're monitoring its use? Would they copyright strike you for? I guess we could find out. You get the Annie Fry Show live stream ability.
Yeah.
You want to?
No, I don't want to get any strikes. I don't want to get any strikes on Annie's page while she's away. That happened one other time, and she was not happy about that. And it's not fair to her because she's worked really hard to build this channel.
Yeah, that's true. Was it anything I had to do with music?
No, it was not. It was not you.
I played Taylor Swift.
It was not you.
No.
It wasn't you.
Can't do that. But that's one of the live and learn things. Like, okay, you can't, okay, some things you can play with, some things you can't, because they will tag you the second they even get a hint of the sniff of it. So the push was spearheaded by Senators Chuck Grassley, who's like 98 years old, and Amy Klobuchar, who's much younger. Do you think Chuck Grassley even watches any streaming material? I don't even think he would. Like, it does not fit the demographic.
I don't know, but I don't know, because I watch him, and it's like sometimes it sounds like he's really kind of up on things, but other times, like, but he's also what? Isn't he 90 or almost 90?
I just threw out a number because based on his looks, you'll have to fact check
that. I'm going to fact check you right now.
So this Cohen, I said 95. He's not. Let's say 89. Okay. 89. I'll say 89. The effort coincided with the 39th anniversary
91.
Of C-SPAN. Ooh, 90. He is over 90. So the offers gavel to gavel coverage of the U.S. Senate, as well as he's way too old to be serving. Offers gavel to gavel coverage of the U.S. Senate, as well as key Senate committee hearings and meetings. The flagship C-SPAN channel carries proceedings from the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, if you are someone that sits around watching C-SPAN during the day, you are a different type of animal beast. Like you, if you watch C-SPAN for entertainment purposes, that to me is, you know what? How about this? That is probably the only type of broadcast entity I would endorse the government spending money on, because I think it's important to show these things and at least have a video record of these things. I don't mind that it's on cable networks, and if they're paying money for that, that's fine. I think that's good because it gives you access to see your lawmakers in action. Now, would I watch a live YouTube? There's only a few times I've watched it, like if there was a filibuster with Rand Paul. I remember that happened like, I don't know, 15 years ago. I thought it was like really fascinating to watch that all night.
Yeah.
Not watching Spartacus, but I will watch Rand Paul. But I don't know. I mean, I guess there's if it's up as an option and you're on Hulu and you're scrolling and scrolling and there's nothing to watch, would you pop it on?
Up all night? No. I would watch it during the day whenever there. Like, I feel like I would tune in more for the, you know, the important stuff that happens, the debates on certain bills and stuff like that. I want the ability to do that. You were talking about earlier thinking about how, you know, maybe that is something the government should fund or something like that. I think if you make it fair use and open to everybody, a live stream of House proceedings, of congressional proceedings, I think that would be very useful stuff where they would, you know, it would be produced and you know, all that stuff like a TV show would be, but it would be awesome to be able to just have an area where you can go and actually watch your government do what they do, watch the sausage being made. You can see.
So how many subscribers do you have right now?
on the Annie Fry YouTube page. We're over 12,000. We're at 12,000, like 12,022 or something along those lines.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you, and this is a free advice, as my consulting fee would just be a thank you and recognition in the future.
Okay.
If you want that 12,000 to go to 120,000, this is what you do. You get the free C-SPAN feed and you put the baby filter on it and just let it roll on live stream. You would blow up to 120,000 subscribers.
Awesome.
So I would say experiment with that. Just do it. Get the free whatever filter. Let the legislators do their baby talk or whatever. I bet you if you stream that for 24 hours, you'd get 120,000 subscribers.
Yeah,
I bet you would.
Oh, eventually. I think it would taper off eventually, but like to be able to sit and watch baby John Senator Kennedy, you know, ream out a nominee or something like that, that'd be great.
Just take the C-SPAN feed with the baby filter. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Someone right now is writing that down. Must do that right now before the Annie Fry Show gets into it. Do you think that, like, let's say more people were engaged this way, like, let's say famous streamers were watching this sort of thing, they'd probably want to alienate half their audience if they gave any opinion on it. So maybe that's one of the incentives for them not to do it. But do you think if perhaps there was more attention or focus on it, then things like the Biden mental decline would be more inclined for people in the mainstream media to cover it, like as opposed to them sweeping it under the rug like they did for as long as they did? You think maybe if like more popular people and in like on a video streaming platforms like YouTube and some of these, you know, really, really big ones, if more people were talking about it as like, hey, this is something that is trending, then it would force the hand of traditional mainstream media who would try to hide something like this to finally address it?
Well, I think so. I think that would cause people to be asking questions. If you could see stuff happening real time, I think that would be great for honesty, because then people would be like, but wait, I was watching this and why aren't you talking about this or why aren't you mentioning this?
Yeah.
I think it would either force mainstream media to do it or it would end them completely. You know,
well, they talk about trends all the time, like the thing that are trending, like it's pop culture stuff.
They would have to either change the way they do programming or they would go the way of the dodo. You know, they would just people would stop watching and that would be that, and they'd fold.
Speaking of the decline, I want to play a couple of clips for you. I think this is clip four. This is Fox News's Peter Ducey, who, ever since he was put in that role in the White House ask questions, he is so good at that role. He is very good. And he deserves a lot of accommodations for that. What's the right word for that? Accommodations.
Those accolations. Two. Right. I mean, he's doing a good job. He deserves to be paid.
But Peter Ducey is doing fantastic work. And listen to this one question, which is good. This is clip four.
When you look at these last-minute Biden pardons, mm-hmm. the big ones, Biden siblings, Fauci, January 6th committee.
That's right.
Most of the big ones have the same very neat signature. Mm-hmm. We would expect that probably to be the auto pen. There is one that looks different. It looks authentic. In fact, if you look at the last name, it almost looks like the president was having a hard time spelling his last name there. Is this White House of the opinion that the only pardon that would count is one that the president signed himself?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Props, if you want to bring them to my office later so I can take a closer look, I would like to do that. The president is making a good point when he discusses the usage of the auto pen. Who was running the country for the past 4 years? Perhaps those documents were signed with the auto pen, something that this, I believe the Department of Justice is looking into. As you saw, Ed Martin made an announcement at the Department of Justice this morning to launch an investigation, because the American people deserve answers.
Okay, so he points this out. I'm sure this is something that was brought up on social media, and I'm curious where this line of questioning goes, because then you have to prove. And the other part of this is, yes, you can prove an auto pen, but an auto pen doesn't necessarily negate if it was authorized. But what we're finding is that there's a likelihood, or at least some chances, that these were not authorized.
Yeah,
they were just using it on his behalf without his authorization. Then what happens there? And is Joe Biden in the mental state to be able to testify that he is the legal person that gave the authorization to put his signature on these? And I don't know if he's in his right mind. I think this is where the Democrats will finally fully admit that he cannot consent. He's not, his mental well-being is not that to consent, because he would I mean, if under oath was forced to tell the truth, would just basically bury the Democratic Party.
They've already said they don't think that they could get him under oath and do that with the results of the Hur report, where he investigated Joe Biden for the documents, being the classified documents, saying we can't prosecute this guy. Nobody's
There's no competency.
See,
yeah.
So
isn't that something?
It's wild to me. I
and
do,
they hit that too.
I agree with Carolyn Levitt 100% here. Who was running the country? I mean, you know, we joked about it. We were serious about it. We reported about it. We talked about it. I remember Brian Kilmeade talking about it, you know, as early as the Democrat primary process. Like, Joe Biden can't keep going. The man's not there mentally. And, you know, big swaths of the country put him in a position of power, made him the president. And there are times where you're hearing Speaker Johnson talking to him, and him, Joe Biden, not knowing what executive order he actually signed. I think he was asking him about natural gas exports to Europe. This was when Ukraine was, you know, being invaded and stuff like that. And like, Johnson asked him, why did you stop these exports whenever they would have to then buy natural gas from...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Russia, and therefore fund the war. And he's like, I didn't do that. And they went and got the order and showed him. And he's like, this is it. And he was like, I didn't sign that. That's not what they told me I was signing. And it's like, so who was running the country? Who was putting these things in front of him?
You know, Greg Gutfeld had a fantastic opinion on his show. Can we play this clip number five? Because the way he phrases this, there's a couple of things that he said that stand out to be very true things. And when the debate happened in the debacle of Joe Biden being able for most people to see what a lot of us already saw, but this is what really spun the Democrats into full panic mode. The next day, you had Greg Gutfeld come out and say, this is what the media feared, that you would see them the way they see him. They already knew this was him, but they hid it from you from this long. They feared that one day you would see it this way.
Yeah.
And this is their biggest fear now, because this hurts their party that they, you know, in a sense, the Democrats that they have been playing defense for all these years. So Greg Gutfeld, there's certain things that he says and certain points that he makes that are like he could be put up there with some of the biggest political intellectuals. The way that he can entertain people and make these really strong points, I really admire that. So he was talking about this, and when we talk about the legacy of Joe Biden, this is something he brought up that I think I'll never forget. This is clip five.
The big story always lands on the front page. 2 weeks later, the corrections on page B7. Yeah. That's how it worked. The New York Times and the Washington Post still have their Pulitzers for the alleged Russian interference story, even though we know it's BS. But then something happened, and this is why it's so different. Tapper's book came out, and he deflates this hoax. But it was a hoax that we already knew, but his audience didn't. It was the first time that the correction didn't get buried in the back pages. Biden's infirmity is now more well-known than Biden himself. His name will never be separated from what happened.
That's right. And, you know, there was something that Jennings said on CNN, essentially, what will Biden be remembered for? He said the guy that was between Trump's two terms. That was like what Jennings said at first. That's interesting. But I think what Greg Gutfeld said is right on here. Biden's, what you see him from him now, him in his mental problems.
Yeah.
Will be more well known than Biden himself. That's what he's going to be known for. Him being a senile, absent, probably dementia ridden president that was allowing someone else to run the country for him while they hid this from the American people. It's going to hurt because for his legacy. I know all things considered, when it's over, it's over. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to listen to criticisms anymore. He doesn't have to really care. I'm sure they're hiding all of this from him. I'm sure he's going to just live the rest of his life eating ice cream every day, and that's going to be fine with him. But that's the legacy that he's leaving behind.
And to think, too, I believe that his legacy was one of the most important things to him, that he wanted to leave a good legacy, and his legacy is going to be of a doddering old man shuffling through the White House not knowing what was going on.
Putting stickers on the ground so they can help direct the way he was supposed to walk. And what was the, he just had a public speech. Was it this last weekend? Two weekends ago?
It was right after Memorial Day weekend.
We should have pulled audio from that. It was not good. He did not sound good. All right. When we come back, this is an interesting thought too, when it comes to these Ukraine spiderweb drone assaults. And we keep getting different opinions and takes on what this will look like in the future. I want to talk about that coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. I was trying to come up with some good Ryan Wiggins conspiracy theories. I got one. I'm going to keep working on this. If you haven't voted in the YouTube poll, I would like for you to go do that. So we're getting close to the end of the show, and I want to hear some of your good conspiracy theories. I'm going to save this one, though, because this is a good Wiggins one, I think. Are there any conspiracy theories about me on there? Like I don't exist, maybe because I don't live in St. Louis anymore.
I haven't seen any about you specifically, no.
Okay, I don't know. That might be a good thing.
Got a good one
for not.
Got a good one on Ethan, though.
Ooh, yes. Keep them coming.
I want to hear more later. Do you want to wait?
Let's save it to the end of the show because we still got about less than a half hour from here. But go vote. I'm hoping we can get at least 200 votes in the hopper. What are we, 170 maybe, I'm guessing? I don't know. Where are you?
Yeah, right at 170. 165. Okay. So we need to get some Ryan Recker conspiracy theories in there. We need to get some Ryan Wiggins conspiracy theories in there. So go in the chat and drop them on us.
Okay. Ukraine's spiderweb drone assault is a wake-up call for all. That is an opinion piece that I saw on Axios. Some of the things that they say. Ukraine on Sunday targeted Russian air bases as far from the front lines as Siberia using cheap explosive drones sprung from semi-trucks. Big picture, this is just an adaptation of the mini ball made in the Civil War far deadlier. The inexpensive drones are making military assets everywhere, including in the United States, more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned when we talk about Chinese nationals buying land in the United States, farmland, some of which that are in close proximity to, military bases. How could that be a threat. So some would say, you know, it could be an intelligence threat, meaning they're using it to gain intel on some of these bases, military bases. They might be using it to spy. They could be using it for other nefarious things when you're talking about military bases. But what if the more realistic thing is the Chinese nationals are looking at what Ukraine did and saying, well, this is pretty simple, actually. We can probably do something like this, too.
Who's
to say they're not?
I was going to say, I would think it would be insane to think that they didn't already have that idea. I mean, they are really good with their drone technology. You see the different drone shows and stuff that they do, you know, in Shanghai and all these other places that are just entertainment. But the coordination, the size and the scope, and then it wouldn't take anything to strap some explosives to those and use that same technology to go, you know, attack an airbase. You figure it out, you go, it doesn't cost you hardly anything and it costs the enemy a ton.
Yep. One thing they said, the cost curve cannot be ignored. Prized bombers doomed by tools that can be slapped together in a trench or garage. Do the math. I'm seeing that term do the math a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And can we play that one clip 7? Was this on CNN, I believe? Philip Payson O'Brien. Yep.
Well, it's actually been going on for a few years now. It's just that the large militaries like the U.S. military and European militaries haven't wanted to fully adjust to the new world we've been seeing. But the drone, or we might say the cheaper, smaller defensive weapon, has been far more effective in this war than the larger legacy, large system like a tank. And that's become increasingly so. I mean, the Russians have lost 4,000 tanks. That's more tanks than all of the rest of Europe has together. And most of them have been lost to these small systems like drones. So that's just the reality of where we are. And as you said in your piece, it's an enormous cost differential. All the drones the Ukrainians used against the Russians in Operation Spiderweb together would have cost less than $1 million. They destroyed billions of dollars of Russian equipment. If we don't understand this cost-benefit calculation, we in the United States and in Europe are going to be in big trouble.
I think that's why you find there's the airspace close to a lot of these different installments are, you know, you can't fly near it, and they realize very quickly this is probably one of the reasons. And yeah, I mean, they have the capabilities. Do they have the ability to put these weapons together on American soil without the U.S. government being able to detect it? That's another question. Are they able to put something like this together on American soil, getting the materials themselves without raising enough red flags that it doesn't bring the FBI to their front door immediately? I don't know. I don't know what internal surveillance looks like for the people that may be under surveillance right now, but I got to imagine that the moment that one of these materials are purchased anywhere on Amazon or whatever, that you're instantly put on a list, I would have to assume. I would think.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that you're really, like, if you go and buy some drones, I don't think that's going to, like, raise any red flags. And depending on how many people you have, you can buy a bunch of drones for not much money. Yeah. I do think you would be silly to think that it couldn't happen in the United States. I think that you have to be very aware of that possibility. I think that you need to create, you know, especially now that it has happened, you need to make sure that you have some sort of defense system set up over your bases, around your bases, to prevent some sort of attack like this from happening to you. Listening to the guy there talking, he was talking about count the cost and how, you know, with just a little bit of money, you were able to destroy billions of dollars worth of military assets. I've seen online where people are talking about how military assets are starting to become obsolete because, you know, you can do all this stuff with a drone. I don't think that those military assets are becoming obsolete, but you're going to have to change the way you defend them, because there are things that those strategic bombers can do. That's why they targeted them with drones. There are things that those strategic bombers can do, roles that they can play in war, that a drone can't. That's why they're targeting them with drones. So you do have to find a way of defending that. And I think that's what you're going to see with this. You're going to see, okay, well, they're using drones to attack this. We need to come up with cost-effective ways of defending against these drones, because you can't be shooting multi-million-dollar missiles at, you know, $70, $80, $800 drones, you know? So you got to figure out the way to work on this.
Do you think the way we look at podcasting and TV from an industry standpoint, so we look at the diversification of entertainment, that people have endless amounts of entertainment, and what that meant to our industry when it comes to radio and television looking at the same thing, splinter it through all these streaming services, but the ability to get content wherever you want. And so now there's less people sitting down watching television at night or listening to the radio during the day or whatever it is. So you look at the impact podcasting and YouTube or whatever had on people's personal choices. Do you think the military is looking at drones that same way? Like, this is the game changer. Like, we knew this was coming. We're going to have to just basically adapt to it and find ways to prevent it from happening. Is that possible? This is their next revolution.
This is the next revolution. But again, I think that that governments and whatnot will adapt to it, just like the industries have to adapt. Yep. Some things will go away and other things won't. And it's just the nature of things.
Yep. Let me bring this up here, too. There's another clip from Robert Kraft calling out mainstream media for not reporting attacks on Jews and anti-Semitism. I find this really fascinating because as someone that, you know, looks for content when we're doing a show and you look at all these different news sources, you kind of get an idea of what's being covered and what's not across multiple news sources. And there's always criticism from organizations where, like, is it the MRC? But there's organizations that specifically will look at what is being reported on traditional mainstream media, the big networks, the three-letter networks, and compare what they're talking about versus what they're not talking about. What are the things they're ignoring? What are they not giving airtime to? Yeah. And I think a lot of people are starting to rightfully criticize these networks for not covering some of this anti-Semitism that has been going on.
Yeah.
And the way that they have decided to report it, they're not too pleased with the spin that they're putting on it, as opposed to, like, you know, looking at some of these terrorists that are out there in the initial attack where they were taking prisoners, and there's still people that are prisoners of Hamas and people that are out there on these college campuses harassing other people because of their Jewish heritage, and based on the way that they look, not allowing them to go to classes and yelling and screaming that they want to see Israel wiped off the map. And there's all of these different things that were going on, and people were like, okay, this is a pretty big deal. But we continue to see all of these different attacks and people are getting hurt, and we see the firebombing the weekend. There's so many different examples of this happening over the last couple of years. I think the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of these different stories that, like, talk radio shows like this will talk about that main networks will just ignore. And I think when we talk about it, we're looked at as hateful people to certain groups of people, right? You're looked at as, well, you just hate you want to see these babies in Palestine die. And, you know, the only reason you bring this up is because you're such a hateful, you know, you just hate Muslims and you do this and you that, you hate whatever. So people label these things on you for covering these stories. And then mainstream media sees this and they decide not to cover certain stories because they don't want the same hassle that people discussing the stories will have. Maybe that could be a part of it. Maybe it's just part of their narrative of why they don't want to cover it. But ultimately, the same thing happens towards the end. And this is what Robert Kraft is now criticizing the media for. Can we play clip number 8?
Yeah.
There's been three events that have happened that have really shook me up. You know, what happened to Governor Shapiro in Pennsylvania, what happened out in D.C. with a couple of young people who were just employees of the embassy in Washington, and then what happened yesterday in Boulder, or a couple days ago. And people are afraid to call it what it really is. That gentleman you just had on, he called it anti-Semitism right from the start. And I'm very concerned that our political leaders and other people in the news area don't report it as blatant anti-Semitism. And, you know, we've let this go on, and it's happened at college campuses now for quite a long time. And we need people to speak up and call it for what it is.
Okay. Here's what I find. It's important that people speak up and call it for what it is. And I think there's certain people that will do that. And then there's people that will not do that. And it's kind of a shame, you know, and all things considered, that maybe this is just going back and the grievance that we have with mainstream media to begin with, but I don't know if it's just an editorial decision, if it's a courage decision, but they purposely decide not to cover things like this until it gets to the point where there's people firebombing Jews. And then they might give it minimal coverage because at first they thought it was a regular white dude. And then they realize Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, we better stop covering it now.
Yeah, it's frustrating to me because, again, what you're seeing then is whenever they don't cover it, whenever they, or sometimes they give it a wink and a nod, you know, it's like, oh, they're just out there voicing their freedom of speech. They're protesting something that they see as unjust. They start giving cover to people, and people like the firebomber in Boulder, Colorado, thinks that they can get away with it, become emboldened by it. I think it's important to not necessarily shade that discussion, but if just show it. Show what's going on in the campuses. Show the tents, show the marches, show them stopping students from going to class. Show them, I mean, there were videos from inside the library where Jewish students were in a library and they had the doors barred as these protesters were outside beating on the doors trying to get at them. When you're doing that, you're looking to assault and hurt someone. That's not freedom of speech. You are allowed to protest the war in Gaza. I think you're wrong when you do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But you are allowed to do it. You are not allowed to violate the civil rights of the other students who are just trying to go to class, who may never have had anything to do with what's going on in the war in Gaza anyway. These people make the assumption that Jewish students are, by proxy of being Jewish, somehow responsible for the war in Gaza. That's not the case. That's actually a really racist assumption. You know, you say, oh, because you're this, then this. That is awful. And I think what Robert Kraft is right. I think the media needs to start talking about it, calling it out, saying, hey, look, this ain't right. But at the very least, show it and show it unbiasedly. Show exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're getting close to the end of the show. How's the YouTube poll looking? Are we getting closer to 200 votes on the poll?
Creeping up there, about 172.
Oh, we got to get up more than that. Come on, if you haven't voted yet, there's so many people commenting in the chat right now if you haven't got on there. I mean, we have had quite the engagement level today on the chat. I've really enjoyed seeing them. I know you said Ryan Wiggins is back tomorrow, so I got a good mm-hmm. Ryan Wiggins conspiracy to share with you after this. Brad, I got to think of a conspiracy for you. I haven't quite thought of one yet.
Figure something out. Let's see if you what you got.
All right, I'll try to think of one for Ethan, too. And while you're at it, if you got any about me, go ahead and put those in there because we can read some of these comments coming up after the break. I hope Ethan can join us because I want to be able to tell Ethan his conspiracy theory. I'm Ryan Recker filling
in. To his face.
Yeah, to his face. I want to be able to tell him to his face. At Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio, if you want to look me up on Twitter or Facebook, that's where you can find me. And I can't wait to hear these coming up after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
For that special person in your life, you need to visit The Diamond Shop. They're located in Clayton, but did you know that The Diamond Shop has been helping families find the perfect timeless jewelry right here in St. Louis since 1910. That longevity of shopping essentially local, shopping with a family that cares about your family, getting to know your family, helping multiple people in your family. They do it with beautiful, timeless pieces and wonderful, respectful customer service. Do not be intimidated when you walk into the Diamond Shop. You can leave all of that, check that at the door. You're going to walk in, everything sparkles so beautifully, and then they are constantly running great, awesome sales to make sure that they meet the mark of the month. Right now, we're probably looking at Father's Day gifts, possibly looking at watches, maybe a tie restraint. I had a tie restraint made for my husband from the Diamond Shop. He loves it. He doesn't have to stick a pin in his silk ties any longer. You go to the Diamond Shop, they're going to take care of you. Find them online at thediamondshop.net.
Start your summer with a weekend showdown. Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers roll into Busch Stadium June 6th through the 8th. Be there Friday for a cool new promo. The first ever Cardinals neck fan. Perfect for hot game days. Then on Sunday, young fans 15 and under take home a Rawlings kids glove. It's a weekend of big matchups and big giveaways. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Mason Wynn, St. Louis Cardinals, for the Lou.
Hey parents, looking for something fun and unforgettable to do with the kids? Bring the whole family to a Cardinals game at Busch Stadium. From kid-friendly activities and giveaways to awesome promotions like Kids Run the Bases, your little ones will have a blast and so will you. Check out Family Sundays, presented by Smithfield, where select tickets include a free jumbo hot dog and soda. There's nothing like sharing the magic of Cardinals baseball together. Make your memories this summer at Busch Stadium. Tickets are available at cardinals.com.
Blue Tail Medical Group is a pioneer in regenerative orthopedics. As joints break down over time, we lose our mobility and a life without pain. Surgery is not the only option. Dr. Matt Bays, David Crane, and Chris Wolf can use your own body's healing power to regrow soft tissue. No surgery, no long recovery times, and no drug dependence. Patients walk out of the office and resume full activity in a few days. Reclaim your joint health by calling Blue Tail Medical Group at 636-778-2900 or visit bluetailmedicalgroup.com.
Want immediate cash for your home or see what your home is really worth in today's market? Find out for free from the local experts, my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of eXp Realty.
314-336-1991.
Check out thegelmanteam.com today. That's thegelmanteam.com.
Today's YouTube live chat poll, are you a conspiracy theorist? So Ryan has been working on some conspiracy theories for the chat and for the members of the show, and we've been grabbing conspiracy theories from the chat about us, and we want to know, are you a conspiracy theorist? What's your favorite conspiracy theory? So jump in Annie's YouTube live chat and leave a comment in there telling us your favorite conspiracy theory, or leave a conspiracy theory about one of the members of the show, and then also vote in the poll and tell us if you are a conspiracy theorist. The time is 2:46. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
Hey, it's Mark Reardon. Good afternoon. We're getting set here for a Wednesday edition. There's more defense of the big, beautiful bill. We'll get to that. KJP has a new job that she's going to do. This is very interesting. And Brian Kilmeade is going to join us at 3:20. It's all coming up here after Fox News at 3.
Annie's out, Ryan and Brad are in. This is the Manny Fry Show. Baby, I'm
dying for another take. Okay. Interesting bumper music because it has to do with one of my conspiracy theories. We'll have to get to that. But we got to be close. I hope we get to 200 votes. If not, that's fine. I bet we got some really good ones to read here.
We're closing in.
All right. Go into the YouTube page now and go to the live stream and vote in the poll that Brad just laid out for you there. All right, before we go to that, I saw that one story about Burger King, and so I have mixed feelings about this. Here's from the New York Post. Burger King employee Mikhail Baker rushed to his work shift after high school graduation. The fast food giant decided to gift him a $10,000 scholarship for doing that. I really like this story. I like it a lot, actually. So, you know, Burger King took some garbage because there was like a guy that was celebrating what is like 30-year anniversary with the company, and they gave him like a value meal. So it was like a little box, like it was, here's a little gift pack of like, you know, here's a $50 gift card for working 30 years at the company. It was something along those lines, you know. And then it became a viral sensation, and people donated to him, and he was able to get a lot more because of that. So it was good. So this new high school graduate who rushed to work an emergency shift at Burger King, still wearing his ceremonial ensemble, received a royal bonus from the fast food chain scholarship fund, $10,000 from the Burger King Foundation. So you have a kid in high school, graduates, has a job. So good for him. He's working Burger King. Good for him. After the graduation, they needed him. So he rushed to go back to work. Good for him. I think this is a good story. People are making fun of Burger King and they're like, oh, you're doing that. No, I think this is a good story.
Good for them. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, that kid would have been well within his rights and nobody would have judged him if he would have been like, you know what? Nope, I graduated today. Today is my day. I'm taking this one off. I'm not going into work. Sorry, guys. Taking care of you a lot, but not today. Just give me this one day. But instead, like as a worker, I've worked fast food as a worker. If somebody comes in on their day off to help you out because you are getting smoked, it is one of the nicest things a person can do for you. And so for Burger King, what'd they give him? A scholarship for $10,000?
Yeah, $10,000.
That's amazing.
He's 18. Graduated from Mills Creek High School May 21st. Rushed to work a late night shift after seeing his coworkers were swamped. Eagle-eyed customers took a picture of him, posted it on TikTok, some of the videos, 4.4 million views. He's wearing medals, so it looks like he must have graduated with some honors. And there was a GoFundMe that put together, and so far the GoFundMe donations are close to $200,000, way above what Burger King gave him. I was thinking about this, and since the Burger King Foundation gave the $10,000, I was thinking, what's the best bonus I've ever received on a job? Like, As my employer, anyone I've ever worked with in my entire working career ever been so nice to me that they were to this guy? I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this happen for any radio station I've ever worked at.
Okay, so we got a EAS test going on here, and it's going to take over the radio here in just a second.
Okay. Are we on right now, or is it off now? Looks like we're about to, if we haven't already. Well, it looks like the weather's coming through.
Yeah, let's just, we'll keep going and it'll take over. The EAS will take over. It's a good thing we tested it earlier.
Yeah, so we don't know if it's on right now, but at the very least, I know people that are watching us on the YouTube.
Well, they can hear us on the YouTube, and Ethan said that we're off out there, so they're doing the warning right now.
What's the warning? Do we know the...
Ethan, do we know what the warning is?
Let's find out real quick. Let me look it up real quick. Always a great way to end the show is with those tones. Huh?
The last time this happened was when the tornado passed through town, but I don't think it looks anything like that.
No, so right now, the only thing that I see is the flood warning. I don't know if that's what they're alerting for. River forecasts are based on projections for the next 24 hours. Remember, turn around, don't drown. You don't want to, if you see flooding on the roadway, do not go over it. I mean, that's, I feel like we have to say that every time, but man, does it back up quickly on the interstates there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to find out what this is for. It's just, it looks like some flooding and things. You're saying you're looking at the skies. It's not looking all that great right now.
Yeah, it's super dark outside. Mm. Yeah, Ethan says we're still off right now.
Okay.
I've got a timer over here. We're about a minute left on the timer, so we'll be back.
So, oh, you can see it on there. No, I get that.
Yeah, I just don't know what, I don't know what the warning is. I wish I could pass that on to...
Well, I'm just looking at the National Weather Service, and I'm waiting for them to update their website with it.
We're
Did they say what
10.
It is? Okay. We didn't actually hear what it said. So people are saying certain things, and I don't want to say it unless we can confirm it. Hold on. Weather alert, St. Louis, Missouri. I might have to go to Lake. Okay. Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back now.
All right. It looks like the National Weather Service in St. Louis issued a tornado warning for central St. Charles County, St. Louis County, St. Louis City until 3:30. Okay. So that's what it looks like right now. Okay. This includes Interstate 70 in Missouri near exit 231 and then 44 near exit 261. So, yeah, you're looking at the skies right now, and it probably very much tracks with what the National Weather Service is saying.
So if you're in the areas that he mentioned, you know, make sure that you take the proper precautions and take cover.
Yep. National Weather Service in St. Louis issuing a tornado warning for central St. Charles County, St. Louis County, and St. Louis City until 3:30. Said at 2:50, so about 3 minutes ago, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Ellisville, moving northeast at about 35 miles an hour. So that's where it's at. And the radar indicated there could be some rotation there. So I'm guessing the winds are going to be really picking up here soon as you watch through the window there. Okay, we'll watch that. So for the next roughly 37 minutes or so. But here's how it happens. It's just trying to track and figure out how fast the storm moves. You don't exactly know how fast the storm's going to move. So it could extend. It could go by faster than that. But either way, flying debris could be very dangerous. You want to be indoors. If you're driving around right now, might not be the best time. We just saw how that went. So I'm reading some of the chats right now. We'll keep an eye on this. The tornado warning for central St. Charles, St. Louis County, and St. Louis City till 3:30. Okay. Let's just do a real quick. Can we do the YouTube poll? Read a couple of these theories?
Yep. All right. So let me look at some of these theories here that the chat has put up about us. And one person said that their favorite conspiracy theory is that aliens have given us technology that we are learning how to use. And I've seen this one before.
I like that.
Interesting.
It's a good one.
This one is about you, Ryan. Ryan theory number 478. He only wears polos. Conspiracy theory number 9. Ryan Wiggins is not on vacation, but is an assassin for the Canadian government trying to kill the maple syrup producers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then there's one here about Ethan. Ethan is a 50-year-old woman wearing an Ethan costume. Ethan, you're up.
Sorry.
That's why his skin's so rubbery all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was checking. I was checking to see if my face could come off.
Can we start calling you Ma?
It must be on there pretty dang good.
Ma Ethan.
Ma.
So what was the breakdown? What was the yes or no percentages?
Yeah, so as we take a look here at the final results of today's YouTube live chat poll, 194 votes, just finished short of 200 votes today, Ryan. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Pretty close. It's actually switching back and forth right now. We're up to 195 now. 52% say yes, 48% say no. So you went from almost 100% yesterday to just about as split as you can be today.
Wow.
Ryan.
All right. Can I read you my theories real quick?
Yeah.
Brad still has a lifetime of toilet paper in his garage. Conspiracy theory, Ryan Wiggins actually doesn't love candy. He just really likes that song from Bow Wow Wow from 1982. And on the weekend, Ethan goes home and eats sticks of butter as snacks. That was another one of mine. I don't know how true that is,
really,
but those
good.
Are my conspiracy theories.
I really liked those.
He's just snacking on butter over there.
Listen, I know I've gained a little weight, but geez.
little nibbles of butter. Well, this was fun, guys. And I'll tell you, tornado warning. We're going to keep up with that. I'm sure you'll learn more news. And, of course, Mark Reeder next hour. Keep an eye out for it. It was a pleasure to work with you again this week. I'm Ryan Recker. Ryan Wiggins back tomorrow, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.